Caroline, Willie, D-Mace is brought to you by the new Zen Sports Sportsbook, the only sports book in Tennessee with a cash rewards program. Betting just got better. Download their app today. Predators just wrapped up the Future Stars game, and joining us now is former Predator, who has now assumed a new role, is Mark Borowiecki. Mark, appreciate you for joining us and appreciate your time. You've transitioned from an on-the-ice role to now the Predators pro development coach. What has that transition been like for you?
Well, first off, just thank you for having me on. I appreciate the time and the invite.
Absolutely.
And it's been fun for me. Obviously, you know, anytime your whole life is dedicated to something, you know, the way athletes are, it can be a little bit unsettling, a little bit jarring, transitioning into a new role. And I've been quite fortunate to be able to transition quickly. And, you know, the organization's offered me a lot of support, a lot of opportunity. I think just for me, the big thing is just keeping busy, right? Your life is so structured as an athlete. You know, you train, you eat a certain way, you sleep a certain way, and then to all of a sudden just kind of be cut loose. Again, it can feel like you're untethered a little bit. So to be able to kind of have a role now and a bit of a purpose, I'm pretty grateful for it.
Mark Borowiecki is with us. And kind of going back a couple of months ago when you made the decision to retire from your professional playing career, like you said, I can't imagine that was an easy decision to make. But what was that decision like for you? What kind of the little checklist that you went through in your head whenever you ultimately decided to hang up the skates?
Yeah, I'd had a pretty good inclination even prior to that last injury, that last concussion, that you know, I was going to potentially make this my last season. You know, we had our third young child. I had a pretty long, fulfilling career. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so I'd had a pretty long, fulfilling career. Obviously, with the way I played, the style I played, you kind of rack up some miles, not just physically, but mentally, too. So, you know, when that injury did happen, I the first little bit I trained hard. I did my best to kind of get up to a place where I needed to be to recover and get back in the lineup. It wasn't really happening, regardless of what I did. So, you know, ultimately, the decision for me came down to being able to do my number one job, which for me is being a husband and a father to the best of my ability. And, you know, risking kind of cognitive health from compounding concussions, I'm not sure that would have allowed me to do that. So I had to kind of make a bit of an adult decision, a bit of a big boy decision, and realize that my first and foremost responsibility is to my children and my wife. So that was kind of the big deciding factor for me.
We're talking Mark Borowiecki's pro development coach for the Nashville Predators. Now, Mark, do you approach your new role, and do you ever, in this new role, do you reflect back to your days as a young pro and sort of see the game through their eyes as you're developing them, help developing them?
Absolutely. I think that's honestly the most important thing is not losing that perspective. I think when you're out of the game, you know, you can kind of get wrapped up into the new side of things, whether it's the Mandarin side of things, the coaching side of things, and I think, you know, you can tend to just naturally sort of lose sight and lose touch, you know, and sort of lose that perspective on what it's like you said, being a young pro. I mean, it's a stressful job. It's a results-driven business. And a lot of these guys are 20 years old. I mean, I think back to when I was 20, you know, it's tough to be able to deal with adversity. I think for me, being able to kind of relate to them, sort of relay shared experience, previous experience, make them feel comfortable around me, sort of grow that organic relationship. And then from there, maybe do a little bit of teaching. I think that's the most important thing for me.
Now, the two first rounders that the Predators drafted this year, Molendijk and Woods, how did those guys look today?
I thought they were fantastic. Tanner Molendijk, he's a defenseman, so I actually spent a little more time with him throughout camp, too, in kind of smaller group sessions that were split up based on position. I mean, Tanner skating is just, it is just such a pleasure to watch. I mean, selfishly, as you know, an athlete, an ex-athlete, sometimes I just wanted to sit back and just watch him skate. He's just so efficient. He moves so well, and I think anytime you can skate like that, especially as a defenseman in today's game, you're really setting yourself up for success. I was really impressed with the questions he asked. He was very engaged, very invested. I didn't spend quite as much time with Matthew Wood, just because obviously he was split up with the forwards and the forward development coaches. But from everything I heard, he was also much the same way in terms of his attitude, invested, engaged. He seems like a really bright kid. He's at University of Connecticut. He seems like he really places emphasis on his smarts and his intelligence. Watching him today in the game, he's a big body, big body. He protects the puck well. You can tell he knows that he can protect the puck well too, and he plays to those strengths. So, you know, all in all, like seeing the work that our scouts put into the draft into making these picks, I think they just did a fantastic job. I think these two guys are going to be cornerstones of this franchise.
We're talking to Mark Borowiecki, who is now on the job, back in the fray with player development for the Nashville Predators. Boro, it's great to talk to you here. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us here today. Anybody else jump out at you? I thought it was an interesting game. Sometimes these games can be a little higher scoring, wide open. I thought it was pretty well played on both ends of the ice. Not a ton of huge scoring chances. You had to earn the ones that you got. Well played game. Who else stood out to you?
So I was on the bench with the blue team. So I was focused on my guys a little more. Up front for me, two of our Europeans that we drafted from this draft class, Kiskanen and Nielsen. I mean, I thought the world of those guys out there, both very, very intelligent and work ethic and skill set to match it. I think anytime you can kind of add those three things together, it's a pretty good recipe for success. Guys, you can kind of figure out problems, whether it's on ice or off ice. They have the intelligence for that. They carry themselves like players. They have the skill set on the ice, plus they have the work ethic. Those guys really stood out for me. Another guy in the back end from this past draft class for me was Dylan McKinnon.
Oh, we may have lost Mark Borowiecki. We'll work to get him back.
Oh, did you lose me?
Oh, there you are.
We lost you just for a second there.
Okay.
You were talking about McKinnon.
Yeah, I was just saying Dylan McKinnon, he's a bit of a throwback, and I just think he's a lot different than anything else we have within the organization in terms of his profile and his skill set. So I was pretty excited to get a chance to work with him, too.
What did you think of Ryan Ufko? He's a guy that, if you're just looking for skill and skating, boy, he had the puck a lot. He made some really nice passes out there. He looks very creative, and we know what he's been doing behind the scenes with the World Juniors and everything like that. What does he need to work on to get to the next level?
I thought he had a strong game, too. Ryan just has this kind of like quiet stoicism about him that I think is going to lend well to being a pro and making that transition out of college. His skating is fantastic. His offensive instincts are fantastic. I think he does a good job sort of managing his physical attributes. He knows what his strengths are. And he can play pretty efficiently. I think it's just cleaning up smaller things for him. He worked really hard. We spent a lot of time emphasizing being aggressive with our angles as defensemen, setting aggressive gaps. You could see that he tried that a bunch in the game, got beat once. You know, this is the time to get beat and learn from it. That's that next transition kind of for an undersized defenseman moving up to the pro level. How do I defend with my legs and my feet and not just raw physicality? And I think it's going to be a great learning curve for him.
Before we let you go, Boro, I think a lot of the fans would love to hear your perspective as you were sort of around the group, sort of behind the scenes, as things were happening down the stretch. A lot of those young players, some of which we were talking about, played in this game last year, like Parsonen and Evangelista. What was it like watching that group, try to get their feet wet and have a certain amount of success still with things to try to accomplish?
Yeah, it was awesome. I think anytime you can learn on the job like that and in fairly high-pressure, high-stakes situations, we were still pushing for a playoff spot. It's not like we were, kind of in the basement there playing meaningless hockey. And I think, in terms of development, I don't know if you can put a value on that. It's just so important for you guys to play meaningful hockey. I think you see a lot of organizations who get stuck in this perpetual rebuild, when the time comes for their guys to actually play in meaningful games, they haven't had that exposure. And it's just such a different animal, a different beast playing in high stakes situations. And for our guys to get that so early in their, development curve in terms of being NHL players, I think it was really important for them.
Mark Borowiecki is with us. Mark, last one for you. What has been your first impression of Andrew Burnett in the short period of time that y'all have worked together?
Yeah, awesome. I mean, for me, you sort of have this instant connection with ex-players. I think the way they see the game, the way they see life, kind of the ups and downs, the battles, the grinds they've been through, there's some shared experience there. So to be able to kind of connect with him has been great. He's a very, very forward-thinking coach, which I think this game needs. you know, we tend to recycle coaches in our game, and to get kind of a fresh perspective, a fresh mindset in, some new ideas, someone who can also grow with a young group in terms of his experience and their experience, I think it's just going to be a really good fit.
Mark Borowiecki, new Predators pro development coach. Appreciate your time. Congratulations on this new role.
Thank you for having me on, guys. I appreciate the time.
All right, great. Thanks. Appreciate you. Mark Borowiecki, appreciate his time and his insight on some of his youngins on the Predators squad. But coming up next, DeAndre Hopkins has broken his silence via social media, and we will get into that coming up next. Caroline Willie D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.